an audio presentation of the project.
Entry points, we're talking about intro.
I was going to say, it's about you finding ways in for people, allowing ways in for people. Because this won't grow, this doesn't work, otherwise this doesn't work if there isn't the engagement from active engagement from listeners, actually using the material, reshaping and then putting it back. Yeah.
Allow the project and the idea to travel and to invite other people in. The rhizome, this root thing, this
spreads horizontally.
That spreads horizontal, that has no hierarchical structure, that you can cut in two bits and the two will sprout happily on their own.
Perhaps our listening may change as technology develops.
For me, the term research had become a no-go, but you gave it back to me.
Yeah.
Because you talked about the research into listening.
Giving people the tools to have a conversation and bring it back and come into the mix of this thing. And
how do people respond to that?
It's also listening to conversation, to the flow of conversation. And I think that's one of the main interests within this project. I somehow, on my journeying around, I picked it up in Africa as well, this ear for conversation and thinking, how people are corresponding with each other, how they are responding to each other. That is so familiar, and I have missed it. What happened? And that somehow set me going on a search and thinking that there's not only a desire for sound, you were saying, but a desire for listening to conversation and to how it works or doesn't work or fails. Just getting an ear for it. We are trying to cultivate it, like a gardener or a farmer.
Entry points, we're talking about intro.
I was going to say, it's about you finding ways in for people, allowing ways in for people. Because this won't grow, this doesn't work, otherwise this doesn't work if there isn't the engagement from active engagement from listeners, actually using the material, reshaping and then putting it back.
It's out there, and it makes its own connections. And now when we invited people to make contributions to the project and remixes, we asked them to just download under their own names at archive.org, at the public archive site, archive.org. Now when you search for no-go zones on archive.org, you would come up with some of the clips we uploaded there, and you will also get in the mix all kinds of other authors that put up no-go zone clips under their own name.
As you were saying, Terry, an entry point.
Yes,
and you find yourself some French contributors reimagining the work in another country. It's fantastic. Random conversation.
Yes,
that when you actually pull it out of its original conversation and then put it into a piece like that, then you're starting to touch into something that's you don't normally touch on every day.
No.
It gets wasted, it gets thrown away. I need to listen to more stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Have you got anything more that the listeners can listen to right now and that we can reflect on? Because it's very stimulating.
In this clip you can actually hear mixed in many, many other clips and actually also many other remixes.
On the open air.
Yes, website. Well, actually, we also got something picked up last time I was here in the poetry show.
Okay.
Then when Fran Landesmann was here, and she gave this fantastic presentation.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was
very
fantastic.
Surprising.
And then I asked her to give us a piece that she was performing that night, and she did. This fantastic piece called White Nightmare. Check it out. I don't have it now here in the list.
Oh, that's the one.
Because it was played here before, but it's just...
Man.
It's
That's big
on.
Downloadable stuff there.
in the Simonis mix, there were some of the Canadian voices that came to us via CJAM and Garth Rennie.
Yeah.
And he gave the No-Go Zone project actually to his students at the University of Windsor.
Right.
And they made programs and contributions and sent them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also to the website, at the website accessible. These
That's
are
right.
some of the kind of radio communities that are sprouting up.
It's many things, the No-Go Zones project. It's a resource as well. It's a developing resource,
yeah.
which wants...
That's the way I looked at it.
Yes, it and wants people
on
to...
Online, the online version of it,
resource,
that's how I looked
yeah.
at it. Yeah.
So, and it perhaps is for others to find ways of perhaps making sense of it or not, or finding ways that they might be able to use it, or the idea of it, perhaps. You know, there are lots of people doing stuff already.
Listening to it in the studio, actually, because we talked about this, actually, submerging ourselves into it, and then we are indeed. And that was very intimate.
Yeah.
You know you're not listening to something that's been pillaged from a record or something, or that's it sits outside of that. I don't know, but it seems to me very brave of Resonance to actually allow a workshop with that amount of freedom, really, on air. Because usually one of the problems with broadcasting in the UK is that so many rules, I guess broadcasting everywhere, that,
yeah.
I was wondering if you guys would actually find the intellectual space, given all the rules, basic things like swearing.
Yeah.
I think the Resonance studio was really perfect. Going to CJAM now. This is a CJAM live mix.
In Canada now, and I think at the Stage University. These young players coming up.
This is Garth Rennie mixing live on air. CJAM broadcasting to Windsor and Detroit, both sides of the border, Canada, US. And in this case, playing vinyls of Bobby Orr, a hockey star. Canadian
yeah.
hockey star.
About 50s, I think, yeah. 50s hockey star, is that?
A little later than...
Was it? Oh, okay.
I don't know. 70s, I think.
Okay.
And then playing in various clips from our online archive. And this little excerpt here is with the Railton Road truck that you find in our archive. A recording of a memorial event on Railton Road. It's a massive archive of correspondence we are having with people.